golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans from Dinah Shore, Peter Lind Hayes, Robert Emmett Dolan and the orchestra, and yours truly, Tom Hanlon.
Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women, produced by the Veterans Administration. Performances by top stars in the early days of network radio launched Here's to Veterans on its long public service career. Commenting on this special series of those vintage shows, John Hickman.
Hi, everyone. Today we're going to hear from one of Eddie Cantor's many discoveries. No, not Deanna Durbin or Bobby Breen, but the one and only Dinah Shore. But first, this important message from the Veterans Administration.
Owning a business is a serious and expensive venture, but there are many rewards if you go about it right. The Small Business Administration wants to help Vietnam-era veterans get started on the right foot. Qualified veterans can get up to $50,000 to open a new business or expand an existing one. But the SBA offers more than just money. I'll be back in a few minutes to tell you other ways the SBA helps small business.
Dinah Shore was discovered by Banjo Eyes, Eddie Cantor, one of the most beloved figures in show business. She was just a young girl when Cantor brought her to America's attention in the late 1930s, and her career skyrocketed. In February 1940, Dinah Shore became the featured vocalist on the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, and she was billed as Mademoiselle Dinah Diva Shore. Within 2 years, she became one of America's most popular radio and recording artists. Television arrived, and who was one of our favorite TV stars? That's right, Dinah Shore. But now it's 1946, and here she is again, the girl who could start a fire by rubbing two notes together. Dinah Shore singing exactly like you.
I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue. Wait each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love things exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming. Now I know why Mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. Someone exactly like you, exactly like you.
Thank you, and hi, fellas. Before we go on with our Here's to Veterans show, I want to tell you a little story I heard. Seems there's a disabled veteran who served during the war in motor transport. Got an honorable discharge, very good looking. Nice eyes, sort of a cozy voice, and extremely eager to get off to a good start. You see, fellas, this cute little disabled veteran is a gal named Edna. Few people stop to remember that lots of veterans have names like Louise or Edna, and I'm delighted to know that so many of them are getting advice and help from the Veterans Administration. And that, fellas, gives you a pretty good idea of how the VA is carrying out the mandate of the nation, helping veterans, men and women, to get back on their feet and into the swing of peacetime America. And speaking of veterans, here's one who needs no introduction because he comes on anyway, Peter Lind Hayes.
Say, Dinah.
Uh-huh?
Dinah, do you think a character like Punchy Callahan will make sense to the ladies?
And why not? Gals know as much about prize fighting as you men. We go to fights, and for your information, there are some very good lady boxers.
Oh, but you notice they don't box with men.
Probably because the men are scared.
No, not really. It's because the clinches would last too long. No fooling, Dinah. I don't think boxing talk is for the weaker sex.
I resent that weaker sex.
No offense, Dinah, but men are physically stronger. For instance, on Halloween, I'm sure it wasn't a group of girls who moved my house into Schwab's drugstore.
Well, if we wanted to, we could have. And we do plenty of heavy stuff now. What about washing clothes, beating rugs, cleaning house, moving furniture? You know, doesn't do everything.
Oh.
And if you think gals are ignorant about boxing, just ask me a few questions about it. Ask me anything.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay, what is an uppercut?
Uppercut. An uppercut is a blow upward from the waist or hip delivered under or inside the opponent's guard.
Hey, where'd you learn that?
College.
In college? What subject?
Domestic science.
Oh. Okay, Dinah, Uncle, I give up. Here goes Punchy Callahan, folks. Punchy Callahan is an impression based on a real character I used to know in New York. One day when I was in the Army, a group of us were strolling through the Central Park when a whimsical character in an old cap came shuffling up to us. He talked something like this. Music, Dinah.
What do you say, boys? Hey, it's a lovely day out here in the park, ain't it? Hey, who am I? I'm Punchy Callahan, sonny. I'm one of the greatest light heavyweights who was ever carried out of the ring. Never heard the name, eh? Want to hear about my first fight? You guys got an hour? I was hanging around Stillman's gym, you see, and Scrappy, that's my manager, Scrappy says to me, he says, Callahan, what you need for your first opponent is a guy with a lot of experience, so that you, in turn, can absorb his experience, see? That's right. So he booked me on an $11 club date at the YMCA with a monster. Oh, a guy named Murdering Murk. What a first round. He brushed my nose, then he belted me on the top of the head and broke my shoelaces. You see? And my manager, Scrappy, kept hollering. He says, avoid him. Avoid him. So I says, avoid him? What do you want me to do, leave town? This guy was really punch. I hadn't laid a glove on him since we shook hands. Now, all of a sudden, you see, in the second round, I had Murdering Murk worried. He was afraid he was going to kill me, see? Then a fortunate thing happened. I stumbled into a clinch, and all of a sudden, I recognized a familiar face in the third row. It was me, see? Well, I reluctantly crawled back in the ring. We're going round and round, and all of a sudden, I get a brilliant idea. Now's the time for strategy. He who fights and runs away, etc. So I get around. See, I get near my corner. I give Scrappy, my manager, the old winkers. I give him the offer. He says, hey, Scrappy, throw the towel in. Scrappy looks up and says, no. Scrappy was still game, see? Round and round we go. Boom, boom. All of a sudden, I get near my corner again. I say, Scrappy, throw the towel in and throw it in now. I don't think I'll be coming around this way. Oh, Scrappy was murder. He wasn't afraid for me to fight anybody. So anyway, what's that, officer? No, I ain't annoying these soldiers. Look, why do you policemen... You want to see my draft card? For which war? Look, officer, I'm a father. Huh? I say I'm a father. Before Pearl Harbor. Before Pearl White. Officer, I'm no bum. I'm a respectable citizen. I have an investment in this community. My checks are good. Everybody's got them. Least you could do is have a little respect for your elders. I'm Punchy Callahan. I'm a darn fine American, and don't you forget it. That badge don't frighten me, officer. I'll ram it down your throat. I got friends downtown. I'll have you shipped to Brooklyn. I still go a few rounds every morning if you'd like to try me out. Come on, put up your dukes, you bum. Come on, I scared you with your billy club and your blue suit and your badge. So long, boys. This bum's running me out of the park.
We'll rejoin Dinah with special guest Peter Lind Hayes after this message from the VA.
Small businesses get special priority in much of Uncle Sam's buying and contracting. I said earlier that the Small Business Administration will lend money to qualified veterans who want to own a business. Now, these are long-term loans at low interest. In addition to financing, the agency gives practical help such as counseling and management training to help ensure the success of a business. If you want to be your own boss, this special loan program for Vietnam-era veterans can get you off to a good start. There are more than 80 offices of the SBA throughout the nation. Check your phone book under U.S. Government for the listing. Then call or visit the Small Business Administration office nearest you for complete details.
Here's a song which found an immediate spot in America's heart and now seems to have taken up permanent residence there. A rose must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong? And a dream must be a dream for two. No good alone, to each his own. For me, there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. Open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. Can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Lips must they say unto more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only you.
Deep South diva from Tennessee, Mademoiselle Dinah Shore, in a Here's to Veterans broadcast from 1946. This is John Hickman, hoping you'll join me again soon for another nostalgic recollection from the Here's to Veterans archives. Until then, so long and thanks for listening.
Return to the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans, produced by the Veterans Administration. This radio station has contributed broadcast time to this program in the public interest and joins me in saying, here's to veterans.
I miss you so. And so. And don't